Bonjour, bienvenue au Rendez-vous de la Francophonie.
Hi, and welcome to the annual Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. From March 6th to 22nd, Canadians from all across the country are celebrating French heritage and culture, and are recognizing the contributions of every Francophone community.
The advent of TV in the 50s brought new Quebec singers to the public. A fusion of folk music, Quebec poetry, and songwriters from France forged a new style. The chansonnier of Quebec, the Quebec chanson, took on a style unique to Quebec. But of all the singers and poets of the time, Félix Leclerc was the most distinguished of all. It was through Leclerc that Quebec's collective identity was expressed. He was an ambassador for a province undergoing great social change. Félix Leclerc was born in La Tuque, Quebec. He was more than just a singer-songwriter, though. He was a poet and a playwright, and one of Quebec's literary giants. After the Depression blew over, he began his career as a radio screenwriter for Radio Canada. Several of his series were popular, and he continued writing and also acting in radio dramas. His success attracted the attention of other writers and filmmakers. He started a troupe with some friends, with which he composed several songs to accompany the productions, one of which, Le Petit Bonheur, is the tune we are hearing right now. He made his international debut in Paris in 1950, which was well received. This was followed by tours in Switzerland, Belgium, and France. As his career flourished, he spent long periods of time in both Europe and Canada. For more information on the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, visit their website at rvf.ca.